My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. It's time now to get into EB's entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Limited time only. You can find out more information at BMWofFairfax.com.
Sorry, had to poopy.
He's one on a schedule. Hey. Eric Bickle on a schedule.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, and then it got to a point where, you know me, I mean, I can't leave until...
I understand. You have to, you're thorough with your cleanup.
Yeah. How long have you had that DC United sweat jacket?
I don't know, but I love it. It's very comfortable.
I've had those for...
This was one of my favorite pullovers ever.
Yeah.
So comfy, and it's
I'm just looking at the white stripes.
You're looking at Joan on me. I can tell you're grilling me right now.
I'm looking at the white stripes compared to the white of your hat. It's
probably could use a little bleach or something, maybe to make the white a little whiter.
Sure.
A little.
It's 20 years old, probably. Yeah.
That is an old pullover. What are you going to do?
This is just very, quality, very premium, comfortable.
Premium quality.
Yes. I like it.
I like it.
And I wish I knew more players on DC.
The guys in Run DMC, though, would be upset because you're wearing Adidas top, Adidas pants, Nike shoes.
Yeah.
In the 80s, that's a big
Did you see all the Olympians throughout the first pitch last night at the Nats game?
I saw one or two of them. It was a swimmer.
The swimmer.
Yeah.
Were they all swimmers or just?
I just saw the one girl, Lusky or whatever her name
is. Yeah, Tori Husk, yeah.
Yeah.
Husk.
Yeah, good for them. It's got to be cool. Wild because... Think about a girl like her, like the average person probably didn't know who she was.
Right.
And now she comes back from that trip.
And she's
now
a star.
She's kind of like a star.
She's a star.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah, like cardboard cutouts at Roy Rogers.
The 2 weeks changes your life.
Yeah.
Like in a real way, not like the Hawk to a girl. You know what I mean?
He says he doesn't want to hear it. He's brought it up more than anybody else.
I'm just saying because I think it's so dumb.
My neighbor's daughter swims for University of Wisconsin, but she grew up swimming in the same club as... Husk. And they're like best friends.
Yeah. That's
and
great.
She even went over to Paris to see her swim. It was
nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. My youngest got smoked by one of the girls that was in the trials. I don't know that she made it though. All right, sorry. Yeah, again, I don't want to be itchy today, Kate.
Itch.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, but it's just gross. I just ate my breakfast.
I also have to say,
I have some respect.
It's better than before breakfast.
It's true.
The Spotify sleep thing that I'm playing, I'm giving you daily updates on that.
Are you getting paid by them to keep hyping them?
I wish I would. maybe I should.
Maybe.
It's helped my sleep so much. I'm much more well rested.
It's fantastic.
Now, I know that tomorrow you'll mock me because I'll blink or something. Tomorrow and be tired, but I've had great sleep this week since I started playing. It is
whatever that is, it's just soothing.
Yep. Nice new agey soothing music to, put it you, works. To rock you to sleep.
It really does work. Post Malone's in the news, Cakes. Do you know why?
I don't.
First person in music history to have a number one on the top country album chart, a number one on the top rap album chart, and a number one on the top rock and alternative chart.
That's
pretty freaking impressive.
It's a renaissance man.
He's dominating the country music world with his new album, F1 Trillion. Valdez, I know you were kind of all over it when it first came out. Where is your verdict on the Post Malone country set, the album? Are you... Oh, you don't like it. You're over it?
It's okay. I think I was too hyped for it, and so my expectations were very high.
Is it only good because all of the collabs? Do you know what I mean? he hold a country song by himself?
He has country talent.
Yeah.
He has country talent. I will say there are a lot of collabs.
Right.
But I think that's...
I felt like everyone was a collab.
But I feel like that's his way of trying to be accepted by the country community. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't want to go in there and kick down all the doors and all of a sudden release country albums. It's his way of
being
accepted.
Well, yeah, it also helps you sell records.
That's also true.
You can
by people who like country music don't necessarily know your previous stuff. So.
Right.
Do you know what his first single was, EB?
His first
I just
one?
Learned via well, Wikipedia his
White
last name
Iverson?
Is Post. Yeah, White Iverson.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm a Post Malone mark.
Post Malone expert.
Now, don't ask me anything else. I want to go out undefeated.
Hey, just remember who's seen Post Malone live in this room. This guy.
My son has seen him live, too.
You and Scott Brooks?
Me and Scott Brooks. And I didn't say a word to Coach Brooks.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother him. He was with his family.
Where did you see him?
Capital One Arena.
My son.
Who else did you not talk to or maybe said hi to at a Capital One?
Was it Will Dawkins?
Yeah, it was Will Dawkins.
It was a very brief exchange.
Cakes is terrible with those situations.
With Will Dawkins. Because there were a million people in the suite that wanted to talk to him.
You're the opposite of Jason. Jason comes boys with Adam Peters.
Yeah,
you run away.
Again, Jason introduced me to Dan Quinn because they're Salisbury bros. I was just an outsider. So I just went and shook Dan Quinn's hand. He's just big hulking presence. And then he went and hung out with
How
everybody.
Many years would Scott Brooks have had to have been on our show for you to actually say hello? When you're 10 feet away from him.
I guess 15
hello.
Or 20.
I don't know.
10 feet away.
JP.
Why would I say
he was with his family in the suite, having a good time, listening to Post Malone hits. And I didn't want to bother
know where
his,
you stand
his
in
family
the world.
Vibe.
Scott Brooks doesn't give a flying F about Cakes.
That is very correct.
Yeah. Is he in Portland now?
I have tact.
Where is he?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know how to approach
maybe he was with Portland.
I know how to avoid people. Avoidance is big too.
Huh.
Well, I see Lakers now.
Okay. I believe that DQ and AP enjoyed talking to me more than any of the other people that were there because they all talk shop.
Right.
And I just talked life.
That's you know what they probably did appreciate
because I could
have asked them where they lived.
I said, "How's
the house they
I
have?"
Said, yeah, I said, "Do you like your neighborhood? What about the schools for your kids?" I asked them about all that stuff. Do you like the area?
Right.
I was asking about life.
I believe that that's probably true,
and not football. I didn't ask one football question. I don't think for either of them.
I believe that that's probably true, but you're so,
nor should you have
so nosy.
Well, that's the point of being there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a media happy hour.
Was I going to be there just to talk to Scott Abraham?
What's wrong with Scott Abraham?
I like Scott.
Yeah, what's wrong with
You can talk to him anytime.
All right, I can talk to him anytime. But that's the reason I went.
All right. I was.
You probably wouldn't have. Would you have asked him any questions? Because you're kind of afraid of people.
No, when it comes, if he came to me out at the table, then I would have, displayed my silly social skills.
There's not. Yeah, he wasn't coming to people.
Standing up, just hanging out.
I'm not going to go up and introduce myself to anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I mean.
I would have to be dragged over there, and you say, hey, this is EB.
Right. But just think, Jason, you could have done that at Abe Poland's house years ago.
Yeah,
I know.
That's true.
Yeah, I did that.
You did?
That freaking sucked.
Did you talk to Abe that night?
I talked to Abe. There was 600 people there.
Okay, so you didn't.
That's a no.
All right. I didn't know. I mean, I know.
Hey, Cakes, what happened to the Loxley home bit? Did they quit doing that? You went to like Loxley's house.
I haven't been able to go
2 years in a row.
No,
I went for like 3 straight years.
Yeah. Oh, just date conflict.
Me and Lox are like this. We're boys.
They had it again this summer.
I've been in his backyard 3 straight years. Now, I've been on a hiatus the last 2 because of conflicts, but I'll go next year. I'll do a cannonball in his pool. What do I care?
You've said that, but I don't think you've gone in.
Doing the cannonball. Here's why. Because nobody else goes in and swims.
Nobody's
in
the pool.
Even if they did, you wouldn't go in.
It would be weird if everybody's there hanging out, having drinks, and then I do a jackknife into Mike Loxley's pool.
Even if like 5 people went in the pool, you wouldn't go in the pool.
You're probably right.
Of course, I know you.
Yeah, you're most likely right.
You're not going to take your shirt off and go in the pool at Mike Loxley's house?
I'll go to the pool at Norbeck, where there's a billion people, but probably not in front of 50 other media members.
Not at a party.
And in front of my man, Dustin Simonovic.
Our buddy had a party that we were at a couple weeks ago, and like 6 kids went in the pool, and Stumper. I'm not going in the pool. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it.
No.
I had my bathing suit, but
inappropriate.
The adults pretty much didn't.
Yeah. Back to the Hawk Tua girl. Don't blame me. Valdez put it in here.
You don't have, you can't edit your own EP.
But this one I actually think is good. Now, did you read this, Valdez? I think I could say this, right?
We have the audio of it, so we can play her,
okay.
Her new.
So here's the deal. Here's the setup. This girl, there's a reason why she's lingering her 15 minutes.
All right.
She's a little savvier than you might think, and she's taking advantage of all these interviews, and she's holding her own. So this is her with Whitney Cummings, and who, by the way, St. Andrews graduate. And she talks about she might have a new catchphrase.
This is your piece of advice from me that I've given to Chelsea.
Okay.
She'll tell me about this guy, and I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul. You need to remember that.
Cakes. Cakes.
Cakesy.
It's kind of brilliant. It's kind of brilliant.
I mean, it does make me chuckle a little bit.
Play it one more time. Just the catchphrase.
I love her accent.
Listen.
And I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the
whole. And then zip it.
It's fine. Yeah. Relax. No one's going to care.
We're not going to get fired. Don't worry.
But, I think that she has a little personality, and she's...
You think she's kind of charming.
I think she's kind of charming.
He also likes bad babies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're the best judge of character.
I liked that song. You guys are just too scared to like it.
I know good music.
That's what it is.
That's terrible music.
No, you guys are scared to
admit that
to have an opinion of something that everyone else is predetermined to hate.
That's incorrect.
No, we do have an opinion.
I admit to liking Creed. Nobody likes Creed. I'll admit Creed.
Creed sold like 50 billion albums.
I know, but nobody wants to admit that they like them.
Hold on.
This is a terrible song. I'm sorry.
It's catchy. All I said was catchy.
This is everything that is wrong with the United States in 2024.
Yeah.
This song.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right here.
I told you.
You can't even understand one word.
I hear it.
What do you mean? These
hoes are fake flossing.
She has as much talent as this USGA bottle.
More than that.
That got a necklace that gives him a neck wrap.
It's got more, yeah.
Yeah.
More usage.
That's, yeah. That's
hey, more. Valdez, are you Team EB on that one?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there's anything else redeemable about the chick, but I thought she actually put out an album, and that song was decent.
She makes a good point. No, those bitches are fake flossing cakes.
The fact that she makes like $10 million a month on OnlyFans, it makes me want to drive off the Bay Bridge.
Aren't you happy
Straight
for her?
Straight into the bay.
Aren't you happy for her?
Oh, yeah. I'm overjoyed. Can't you tell? I'm so happy for her. The most happy.
Oh, Cakesy.
So let me see here. I'm just literally.
I just can't stop. I can't get past that Dave Richard hates the fact that I overdrafted Devon Achane in two drafts.
You did.
Probably will in 3 or 4 more.
But Mostert will get hurt. He always gets hurt.
God willing. No, I'm kidding.
That's why you drafted him, because you figure, okay, he's a backup plan to Mostert. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul.
Thank you, Haley.
Cart that up. That's got to be a constant, right?
Cart.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, digitally recorded.
That'll be one that he holds on to. He won't even put that on the replay machine.
Has he ever added anything on that in the last 2 years?
I don't think there have been any additions recently. These are stagnant. These are time warps.
I'm actually afraid to try and do stuff with that machine.
But they're barely holding on.
Yeah. There are a few clips in here.
Remember, Roger had to take it apart to fix everything.
Few clips in here that are like thermonuclear. Like if we played them, we would definitely get fired.
Or we'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Speaking of Roger, I asked him to get me another strip switch here because my power thing keeps falling out. And he's like, oh yeah.
yeah.
It's 3 hours ago.
I think he's busy dyeing his hair.
He goes, what do you think about that? Hey, EB, what do you think about that? That's his go-to question.
I think that my plug falls out all the time.
Right.
I need another strip switch.
He'll do it after the show.
Is that what he doesn't
like to work on there in there during the show.
I mean, he walked out of here like a duck. And then, he'll
come in at 10:30.
You should have heard his football commentary to me the other day. He's like, things are heating up, huh? What happened? It's just so many cliches. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm having fun with the heating up, huh?
He has
no idea Stephon Diggs is no longer in Buffalo. He just doesn't know that.
He doesn't even know who Stephon Diggs was.
No.
Ever. Of course he doesn't know.
He didn't know Josh Allen.
I know he doesn't know.
I don't think he did.
He did.
After we told him the name.
No, come on.
I don't think he did.
He knew Josh Allen.
Brought you guys back a box of Tim Hortons. What do you think about that?
I like that.
What do you think about that?
So dumb.
That is his move.
Last but not least, Nick Cannon's got 100 kids, right?
Yep.
He's got a lot of kids.
I don't recommend this,
field a starting offense in football?
Yes. I mean, there'd be some girls in there, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying,
but... Hold on, he has 11 already?
Oh, I think he might have 12.
Does he really? Wow.
Yeah, he's got a rack
He's got
of
a
them.
Bench, too.
Yeah, good for the whole, it's not always good for the soul.
Right. So, Nick Cannon, one of his kids, I guess as... You do you, but has already skipped 2 grades. And his 7-year-old is now starting 4th grade.
So he's got a genius on his hands?
He might. Hmm. I think he's a smart guy.
Oh, he's
for
definitely
sure.
a smart guy.
I mean, he doesn't like condoms, but...
Doesn't like condoms and he loves to have 100 jobs.
He's super talented at like what he does, like thinking quick and
definitely
being charming and everything. I just don't think it's great when kids skip a bunch of grades and are butt young. I don't like that.
Trust me, I was never in danger.
Recipe to be bullied.
I was never in danger of skipping any grades.
Oh, it was never discussed.
Yeah, nobody was like, hey, this John Alville. We should fast track him from the 3rd grade right to the 5th grade.
That never happened. This was like political correctness before it became what it is today,
which
is just out of control. When I was a kid, I was too dumb for the talented and gifted, so I was in the GAT. They had the GAT group that was gifted and talented.
Oh, okay.
So the smart kids were in talented and gifted. Mm-hmm. The dummies were in the gifted and talented.
That's how I got good at school. When I first got to middle school, all my friends were in the smart classes. I was putting the dumb class. And I said, if I want to be with my friends, I better
smarten up.
Yeah, better smarten up. I did. Yeah.
Very good. Job well done.
For you. I'm not sure I ever did.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, don't forget, you can always call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Ooh. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. If you want to give the Junks a call on an open line Thursday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.